The Biden administration is currently investigating a series of health incidents in the Austrian capital, Vienna, involving US diplomats. More than 20 officials have reported symptoms similar to the Havana syndrome, an unexplained mysterious brain illness once linked to a sonic attack on American personnel in Cuba back in 2016. Currently referred to as an anomalous health incident, the CIA has tripled the number of full-time medical personnel to focus on researching and understanding this syndrome and whether they are attacks. Dr. Robert Bartholomew is a medical sociologist from the University of Auckland, whose research focuses on mass psychogenic illness and has published the book Havana Syndrome. And he joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What do we know at this stage about the reported cases of Havana syndrome globally?
Well, you know, if you want to know what's going on in places like Vienna, that's easy. The U.S. government told their diplomats and intelligence officers around the world to be on high alert for possible energy attacks. It's no surprise that people are now reporting energy attacks. So now every time someone has a medical event and they hear some mysterious sound, it must be Havana syndrome. You know, you've had these mysterious energy attacks, sonic attacks, microwave attacks that have been reported in the United Kingdom, China. I've got a list here, Australia, now Austria, Uzbekistan, Colombia, Poland, Taiwan, Georgia, Russia, and fairly recently near the White House. And what's interesting is the symptoms vary, but often include hearing strange sounds and feeling unwell. There's all kinds of possible explanations for this. And my position is, you know, what's happened here is the doctors at the State Department went for the most exotic hypothesis early on. They were going for unicorns when they should have stuck to the mundane.
Okay, so what are the symptoms here that we're talking about?
Symptoms include everything under the sun. Headaches, dizziness, fatigue, ear pain, disorientation, confusion, insomnia, difficulty focusing, which is what I probably had half those symptoms this week. The most severe symptoms that get all the attention are the concussion-like symptoms in the absence of head trauma, things like brain damage, hearing loss, white matter tract changes to the brain, things like this. But here's the bottom line. The main symptoms are those vague symptoms. And the studies that have looked for things like brain damage and hearing loss and white matter tract changes, they're very inconclusive.
You have visited Havana regarding this syndrome. What did you learn on the ground?
As I'm going to and from the airport, there are horses with wooden carts with hay in them. And the average salary of a teacher is about $60 US a month. This doesn't look like a country that is engaged in some kind of super sophisticated weapon.
So I know you say that, and yet what is your hypothesis about what's going on here then?
Well, the big thing is, which is confusing journalists, is that most experts, including journalists, are not experts on acoustical weapons or pulse microwave radiation or the physiology of the inner ear or insect behavior or Cuban-American politics. I think that this is a case of bad science, bad journalism, and bad government. There's too much politics and not enough science. And let me give you an example, one example. Late last year, the preeminent scientific body in the United States, the National Academy of Sciences, came out with their report on Havana syndrome. And they said that pulsed microwave radiation was a possibility, but they weren't really sure. And the media jumped on it. The report also said they seriously considered mass psychogenic illness, but they couldn't assess the hypothesis because there was no data about the early spread in Havana. And that's just not true. Nearly 8 months earlier, our book on Havana syndrome came out, and we clearly outlined the spread in Cuba, the early spread. It started in a small unit of CIA officers in Havana. They had heard mysterious sounds. And then one day, one of them wasn't feeling well and had a headache and ear pain. And a theory emerged that they may be the target of some sonic weapon. And then these rumors of a sonic attack spread through their small unit and then through the U.S. and Canadian embassies. And they were very close to the Canadian embassy. They shared information with them. The theory was that they were being harassed by the Cuban diplomats and stuff like this. And they thought this because there was a long history of Cuban agents harassing diplomats going back decades. You know, all of the diplomats who were sent to the new embassy in Havana, which opened in 2015, had been briefed about it. And every one of those diplomats were told before they went to Cuba that they would be spied on 24/7.
Why would this be happening in Vienna? What does it suggest to you?
Well, it just suggests to me it's a classic setup for mass psychogenic illness. If people define situations as real, they're real in their consequences. If somebody said at the ABC headquarters in Melbourne or Sydney that I'd been there recently and I'd heard strange sounds and felt unwell, you start getting people hearing strange sounds and feeling unwell. I mean, it's a classic case of when you hear the sound of hoofbeats in the night, first think horses, not zebras. The doctors at the State Department went for the most exotic hypothesis early on. They were chasing exotic symptoms when they should have just stuck to mundane things. And the other point I want to make is there's all these reports about brain damage. That comes from a Journal of the American Medical Association study back in 2019. And all you need to know about that study is they come out and they say there's all these, we did sophisticated MRIs and there's all these brain anomalies we found. All you need to know is in the limitation section of that study, the authors were forced to admit that there was no significant thing that they could find that they couldn't explain potentially by individual variation. So the symptoms were not so significant that they could not be explained by individual variation. Well, then they're not that significant. And that also, that same study, 12 of those affected had histories of concussion. And then in the healthy controls, there were zero people that had a history of concussion.
It's a very, very fascinating story. And thank you so much for joining us to talk about it.
Thank you.
Dr. Robert Bartholomew is a medical sociologist from the University of Auckland and has published this book titled Havana Syndrome. This is RN Drive.